Hello and welcome to
Her Chicks,
the hot,
eager,
regal
chicks.
In our series, we will discuss the heroic
or demonic
female icons
throughout history
and modern day. Today, we discuss our very own American Mulan, Sarah Emma Edmonds.
Sarah Emma Edmonds was born December 1841 in Canada. She grew up working in the fields and was usually wearing men's clothing. She received minimal education and ongoing abuse. She left home to find a better future because of her arranged marriage that her father had set up for her.
As she tried to discover her true purpose in her life after her emotionally scarring childhood, she sold Bibles dressed as a man, identifying herself by the name of Frank Thompson.
A little while after the Civil War broke out, she enlisted using that same identity. During this time, she took part in the first battle of Bull Run.
Keep in mind that this is not a normal thing to do. Only men served in war, not women. From April 5th to May 4th, the regiment took part in the Siege of Yorktown. This was when Edmonds was supposedly first asked to conduct espionage missions. However, there is no real proof that Edmonds was really ever a spy.
According to her memoirs, she sometimes served as a spy disguised as a woman, Bridget O'Shea, a boy, and a black woman or a man.
In the spring of 1863, Sarah Emma Edmonds contracted malaria. Because of this, she requested a leave, but it was denied. So not wanting to get discovered, she left her comrades in mid-April, mid-war, and did not return. Because of this, she was charged with desertion.
After recovering from malaria, she worked as a nurse without any disguises. During this time, she published Nurse and Spy in the Union Army, a memoir.
In 1867, she married her first true love, Linus H. Cillie.
A little while after she married, she became the only woman at the time to get into the Grand Army of the Republic as a regular member. And unfortunately, in 1898, she died of a stroke. Using the book Liar, Temptress, Soldier, Spy, Four Women Undercover in the Civil War by Karen Abbott and the editors of Encyclopedia Britannica, a website, we were able to acquire the information on Sarah Emma Edmonds.
According to Karen Abbott, in her book Liar, Temptress, Soldier, Spy, Four Women Undercover in the Civil War, she views Sarah Emma Edmonds as a powerful woman who changed things. And this is revealed as something great for women all around the globe. Her book can be portrayed as something biased because it was written by a woman who wanted to talk about other women who she thought played an important role undercover. However, Sarah Emma Edmonds had heroic actions through many different aspects, such as working for the Civil War and fighting for the Union. So, Ayat, I have found the background on Sarah Emma Edmonds really interesting, and I wanted to know in what ways is she actually viewed as a hero? What heroic actions has she done that portrays her today as a hero? Or should I say a shiro?
Ha ha ha! Well, she not only eliminated the gender stereotype, she was also honored for it. She used her identity as a man and a woman to help soldiers in the Civil War. She not only tended to the wounded as a woman and fought as a soldier as a man, she also was accepted into
the Army of the Republic, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you knowing this, it just shows and exemplifies how she played an important role as a woman.
So we discussed the ways that she was viewed as a hero and how she eliminated gender stereotypes and was honored for it. But what are some ways that she has been viewed as a villain? Why is she so controversial?
The reason she was viewed as a villain was because from a young age, Sarah Emma Edmonds would pretend. She pretended to be a boy, wore boy clothes, and her father wanted a son, but as she got older, she continued the habit, and people said is she really a person of trustworthiness and achievement if she lied her way through her whole life? And because of this, there has been so much hate, and there has been several people who have just disagreed with her and her achievements.
So after the discussion on both her heroic deeds and what caused her to be a villain, what do you think is your opinion on Sarah Emma Edmonds? What do you think she is? Is she a hero or is she a villain?
Personally, I think that Sarah Emma Edmonds should be portrayed as a hero because of the effort she took during the war. Because not only did she help tend to the wounded, she also fought in the war and risked her life as a spy. And this is considerably remarkable, and it's not easy to do this. So regarding this, I think that this woman would be deserving as a hero.